brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome to our show this morning. It's Tuesday, October the 15th. It's 7:06 in the morning.
Our phone lines
here are 530-605-4567 and several others after that, but that one works. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Yeah, I know Bad Bob's getting our friends from Wells Fargo onto the phone here. Linda, good morning.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful morning, 61 degrees.
You dress nice today. You dress every morning. You have it like, you know, it's like.
Well, I think sometimes when I feel better, you know, sometimes when I get up late or something happens, the dental floss story yesterday. Anyway, so when I don't wear a baseball cap, I feel better.
I really do.
It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around 78 degrees, close to 80. It was fabulous yesterday when I went to the Benton Dog Park. Actually, more towards 79. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Looks like tomorrow's around 76 and Thursday around 79. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our brand new sponsors for the weather. Our customers are our warm friends. That's their logo. Isn't that cute? Give them a call. 365-3793. Thank you to Shasta Gas Propane. I mean, how appropriate. Thank you so much to be our weather sponsors.
Let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. And Kathy Lathrop Cummings was all decked out at the gala event last Thursday.
Hats, heels, and handbags.
It was very fun. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 40 points this morning at 15,261. The S&P 500 is down 5 at 1,704, and the NASDAQ is negative fractionally at 3,815. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is down 1 penny at $14.34, and Facebook up a dollar at $50.51. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 14 cents at $23.96, and Pepsi is up 10 cents at $81.19. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.75%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 95 cents at $101.46. Gold is down $2.50 at $1,274.10, and silver is down 12 cents at $21.22. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. You know, you heard what was happening with Wall Street and with the market. You got to have people there that's following what's happening. And the people down at Wells Fargo Advisors, they are up on everything that is occurring. Give them a call at 243-7561. Hey, this Saturday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., of course, is a Harvest Bazaar at All Saints Episcopal Church. Linda goes there early and buys.
That's one of the few places I go where I don't mind standing in line. And last year, I went an hour before the doors opened because I wanted to be first in line. It's beautiful because, first of all, the weather's changing and you're outside and, you know, standing outside the church. And you know that the hustle and bustle is happening inside. And there's all kinds of phenomenal vintage, handmade, if you really like linens and dishes and jewelry and things like that. And I love to buy my Christmas presents.
Now that's on the 26th. Now, this weekend, however, Young Eagle Flights, Kids Fly Free. That's right. Local pilot members of North Valley EAA Chapter 157 invite kids 8 to 17 to bring a parent or guardian and come for a Young Eagle Flight. It's at Hillside Aviation at Benton Air Park. Between 8:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. and sign up for your ride, and then you get to take a trip. Learn about airplanes. Talk to the pilots. Fly for free and get your Young Eagle certificate and photo with your pilot. Got any questions? Call Barbara at 530-549-4275. You know, that's it. That is really Jim Brimmer and our friends out there. They really have a great time, and kids go up there, have a wonderful time on this. That's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at Benton Air Park. Get your kids up in the air. Get them high in a good way. Hey, let's take a break. We come back. Hey, today we've got a lot of things. Walt McKinney's going to give us a call. Walt is going to help you fight. If you were one of those people that were, that had your property destroyed during the Clover Fire, and then you just got a bill for $152 from the state for your fire tax, Walt's going to help you fight it. In fact, Walt's just kind of standing right there. We're going to get him in here as soon as this breaks over. Then Brian Daly is going to be on later on. Today, we're going to find out from Brian just what exactly is happening. Hey, how's his reaching across the aisle working for you? Still got your hand or has it been chewed on a little bit? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:14 in the morning. 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. Hope your day's going well.
This portion of the show.
brought to you
did
by.
Did you like how we did that?
I was going to say that. I was going to introduce you.
I thought maybe we could do a duet. Is brought to you by Red and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee that what other shops don't dare offer from small ships up to chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street in Reading, and you can give him a call at 241-8373. That's a great thing for you to get done before we get too cold here in Reading, and that's get your windshield done so there's not any more cracking or chips. 241-8373.
Our guest for this segment of the show, Walt McNeil, is here to talk about the battle that's going to happen, or that could happen, with the with residents of our county that were affected by the Clover Fire, that they lost everything, and yet they're still getting hit with hundreds of dollars worth of fire fees.
Yeah, good morning, Carl, Linda.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And well, this is very timely on the front page.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for asking me in. We want to get the word out to all of these people who had their homes destroyed in the Clover Fire that we're going to have a public meeting out at the Clear Creek CSD boardroom on Friday evening at 7 p.m. At the boardroom. And it's for all of the people who had their homes destroyed in the fire who are going to be hit with this ridiculous $150 fire fee that's being charged by the state. And my law firm, McNeil Law Offices, is going to offer them pro bono, that's free, legal representation to help them get refunds of the fees, to protest them, to process all the paperwork, and then to go to court for them to get that money back. And if these people need some financial assistance, and I assume that probably 98% of them will, we'll advance the fees for them and fight to get them back. So it's something we want to do to help these people out, because they're really getting hit hard by something that shouldn't have happened in the first place. They shouldn't have to deal with an illegal fee like this at one of the worst times in their own lives. And we're going to try to help them out the way we know how.
Well, Walt, a question that we have, and I'm sure all of our listeners are probably thinking this thought, is, you know, there's a lot of things that are unjust that are happening in our world today, and in our, you know, can go down, scale down to the state and then to our county. So what was the impetus for your law firm or you personally to say, okay, that's enough, I'm putting my juice behind this?
Well, I guess because it was the right fit, and it's something that is happening locally in my own backyard, and this is my specialty. I'm known as, and my firm is known as, basically the preeminent firm in the state of California that fights illegal taxes and fees. That's what I do, and I travel all over the state to different cities and counties, from Northern California all the way down to San Diego. To represent businesses and fee payers and consumers that are hit with illegal fees or taxes. And so this is what I do, and it's what I do best, and along comes this fire fee, and, you know, this is the way that I can help out. If I were a baker, I'd bake some bread or
take a cookie out there.
Yeah, I'd take some cookies out there, but because this is what I do, yeah. This is how I can help.
Well, and frankly, this is great, because a lot of people are rolling in on this. I know, the fact this fire tax has been levied on people, and it's not like the money is going to help. I mean, going out to fire equipment and more firemen, it's going to bureaucracy. But here they are. I paid my fire tax to help protect my property. My property has just been burnt to the ground because there wasn't obviously enough firefighters or equipment to save their property. Okay, I'm still going to pay you. Okay, here's another $150 for me to protect your buildings that no longer exist.
Yeah, and you can't really say it goes to fire protection. The way this law and this fee is written, the money is funneled into grant programs that really can be used for virtually anything in the CAL FIRE bureaucracy. It's for the general administration of CAL FIRE. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking CAL FIRE in terms of the good work that they do. And of course, the firefighters who go out there and fight those fires for us are just terrific people, and I love what they do. But when you pass something like this that just collects money to pay for bureaucracy and general administration, that's a tax. That's something we're supposed to be able to vote on. And you can't just make up fees and charge people because you want to get more money. There's laws we have to follow to do that, and they aren't doing it here.
Well, our numbers here are 605-4567. Our guest is Walt McNeil. We appreciate you coming in person to the studio. We encourage our listeners, if you have a special question, and you're here to remind everybody about a public meeting.
Right. Right. It's a meeting Friday evening. It's specifically for the people out there in the Happy Valley area who had their homes destroyed in the Clover Fire and who happen to be in this state responsibility area. So they're going to soon be getting this $150 fire fee from the state, and we're going to help them fight it and make sure it isn't an extra burden for them at this time in their lives.
Well, as CAL FIRE is saying, unfortunately, there's nothing in there that says, hey, just because you lost everything in a fire, that we can give your money back to you, which I find they said they don't have the ability, and we have great empathy, but too bad. You know, when I hear that from a government organization says they have great empathy, I think a fire tax, if somebody's got their house just burnt down, they want you to pay for that extra. And I think about the World War II memorial being shuttered to World War II veterans. I think about the empathy of our government, and I realize it is untrue. There is no empathy in government. It is just what makes it work. And again, this isn't aimed at the firefighters, those good people down there. This is the bureaucracy well above that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're embarrassed about this, and they should be. But we'll fight to make this right.
Okay. All right. Walt McNeil, and how do people get a hold of you, Walt?
Well, my number's at the bottom of this flyer, but our office number is 530-222-8992. And again, that public meeting for the victims of the Clover Fire is Friday evening, October 18, 7 p.m. at the Clear Creek Community Services District boardroom out there on Oak Street in Anderson. And we hope to see as many or all of those victims who had their homes burned in the Clover Fire so we can sign them up and help them out.
Great. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Walt McNeil, who is for pro bono for free, is going to help the residents that had their property destroyed, during the Clover Fire fight having to pay those fire taxes. We'll be right back after these messages.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, 2 and 4-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for your favorite talk show, Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR 1460.
Who is that? It sounds like...
I love it. 7:25 in the morning. It is the 15th. Can you believe that? It's the 15th of October.
It is.
And it looks like 61 degrees outside. We're going to have sunny with a temperature around 78. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're getting ready for a fall. It just feels great, the plums and the rusts and the leaves changing. Well, out of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, they have their new fall coffees. And go in and get a pumpkin latte. They always have their holiday specials. And the girls there at the Tobacco and Brew, cuties as we call them, will serve you up the perfect cup of coffee. Why not go get your beans by the cheapest, less expensive or least expensive coffee in town, by beans by the pound. And again, the holidays are coming, so get yourself some beans for your hostess gift when you go travel for Thanksgiving to someone. Bring them some coffee beans. They'll absolutely love it. Tobacco Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Wow, Carl. You know, I love the fact that Walt McNeil just came in, and it's on the front page today. It's a very timely event,
yeah,
and people who care.
Yeah, he did. And we got an email yesterday, and we were able to, you know, get a hold of his office, say, come on in. And then at the same time, Record Searchlight has a story on it. So that's good. Today is tax day. What, tax day? How could it be tax day? It's for the people that, you know, that went into that requested a delay.
Extension.
An extension in taxes. Well, today it's due. So that 6 months you put it off, it's due. I think it's plus it's due any... interest.
Well, we have a friend who does taxes, and it was very interesting to hear his take on it yesterday. And it was simply that I keep telling him it's due. And he said, it seems like they just don't care as much. And I'm just wondering, is that something that's kind of the spread across the country?
Well, I don't know. I think people are just saying, if the government shut down, why should we pay?
I think there's a malaise.
Interesting. I think people are tired. I think people are tired of all the crap they're hearing. You know, it's like, you know, it's one thing after another, after another, after another. We're still fighting it out at the memorial, and we're going to have a guest starting it, you know, right after our 7:30 break that's going to talk about a trip right back there. They just got back from. But let's just talk about the fact the Senate may have a plan to stop the shutdown. Which incorporates delaying a vote on the debt ceiling until mid-February and give the government money to operate during, you know, I look at it during the holidays. So everybody has money for Christmas and then go back and refight the battle. Well, I'm not sure about that. EBT cards. Those are the cards, you know, people use for food stamps. And, it seems like in Louisiana, Walmart, they EBT cards stopped showing the credit limit. And when they did, they just bought the store out. And literally, so that and EBT cards also weren't working in 17 states, and then in Louisiana they had no credit limit. So you just know that had to be a big day. There was a lot of shopping going on in Walmart that day. The Record Searchlight had an editorial today, Bruce Ross, somewhat tongue in cheek, but you know, really, is it? He says, obviously the Obama administration, well, he didn't say this is what I'm saying, but I'm using part of what he's thought. The Obama administration obviously has really messed it up on healthcare and on their signing up for it with their software and how it's not working. The programs are crashing. You know, you give a billion-dollar contract to people and all of a sudden it doesn't work. So what Bruce Ross says, he says, why don't you just have NSA come in and take over all of that? That way they can get direct information. They don't have to take it off your emails, your Facebook. They'll fix the software. It'll all work. And then all the information that is about you, all of it will just go directly into NSA. I think it, you know what? You might as well do that. You get it working. Then you can find out really just how bad it is. And it is bad, Obamacare. But then NSA doesn't have to take those extra steps of, you know, of asking or in their hacking into your medical records. It can come just directly to them. You know, I don't make it up. This is just what you see, because on the other page it was that our friends at NSA have gone into your, not only your contacts and your Facebook, but your email and everything else. Bad Bob, how is this happening?
It's all in the name of national security. Interestingly enough, right now Skype, which is a very universal voice over IP system, we make use of it here, is their European base is in Luxembourg. They are being investigated for a heavy lawsuit for divulging information about conversations, which is against the law back in many places in Europe. And I thought we had a similar law here, but apparently it's no big deal.
Yeah. Okay, hey, let's break for the news, and we've got a guest coming back. It's a will be with us that was just back in D.C. for the Korean War celebration back there. We'll be right back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
In 1938, radio history was made by Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater Players. On Thursday, October 30th, KCNR 1460, in association with Riggs Media, presents a live presentation of the classic War of the Worlds. 75 years to the exact date and time, some of the top Northern California voice artists come together to recreate the radio play that gripped a nation in fear and changed broadcasting forever. Licensed directly from the estate of author Howard Koch, this broadcast also features a live video stream where you can watch the actors create this historic piece of radio theater. Set your radio dial to KCNR 1460 or watch the free live webcast at RiggsMediaConsulting.com. Directed by Wade Riggs and underwritten through the generosity of Powerhouse Solar. Tune in Thursday, October 30th at 8 p.m. for the live 75th anniversary presentation of War of the Worlds. And remember, it's not real.
Or is it?
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue, off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:34 in the morning. 57 degrees. It's going to be a great day today. 79 degrees, sunny. Just a little windy, but not too bad. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Every so often, you know, I mean, not every so often, we have Veterans Day coming up here soon. And we've got a number of other celebrations. It was, I believe, Bad Bob, you let the Navy's birthday go by yesterday, buddy.
Did I now?
Yep. Oh. So, yeah, it was.
That happens when I'm so far from the ocean.
Yeah, okay, that's a good excuse. And then we have, you know, we celebrate our veterans. We celebrate these birthdays. We commemorate events. On November 10th, of course, it's the Marine Corps' birthday, 238th, and there's going to be a birthday celebration at Wind River. I've sent out a Facebook entry, but we'll have more information about that here, in the next day or two so that you can join us for that. But one of the things that we love to do is celebrate our historical past with our veterans who have fought in those wars. And in this case, William McKinney, had the opportunity to head back to Korea. He was one of the veterans selected, Korean War veterans selected by, to go back there and be honored by the South Korean government. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So was this a, tell us a little bit about this experience. How were you selected? Cause I know I see a number of people here. So is it so many from each state or how did they work this?
Well, there was, 70, in total, and, the Korean Veterans Association, they sponsored tours, and there were three tours this year, and September was the last one, and each tour was a different battle area, and I was at Pohang right after the war. I was in Japan in the occupation, and the war started at 2 weeks. I was in Korea. We set the first air base up, and it was
Probably the best place to be staying at that point, right?
Well, they left our side of the, it was on the East Coast. It was called the Pusan Perimeter, and there was Pusan, Daegu, and Korea, and there was just like a, if you had to map of Korea, it was just a little corner of it.
Right.
And the program was set up with the Battle of the Nakhton River was where the Marines and they held, and the Pusan Perimeter was only like 300 miles around, and it was, if they didn't hold, it would have been like a Dunkirk.
You'd have been stuck on the beach, and Marines held on that perimeter. Yeah. So this was, the Korean War in many ways is a, they call it the Forgotten War. We had a number of casualties in it. It lasted for three years?
3 years.
And it went into an armistice, not the end of the war, which still goes on to this day.
Yeah, we were at the DMZ right at the table where the armistice was signed, and the soldier that was our guide, there was the Koreans on one side and the other side, and they meet every so often, and there's a UN flag that they had sitting on the table, and he said, well, we have to take that away because after the meeting was over, the North Koreans would take the flag and shine their shoes with it, so they had to take their flag, but they were high up on a building behind, and we were taking pictures of them, and our guide said, well, you can bet they're taking pictures of us. And it was tight security. You couldn't wear anything that showed that you were a veteran. They had a group.
Really?
Right in front of the DMZ. And you had to have we had to have our passports with us, and the security was really tight.
So you couldn't wear anything that says
USA,
a Korean veteran or anything like that? Because I see some pictures here.
Yeah,
that there's nothing that nobody's got a hat on or anything like that. But they have to know when they see gentlemen and women of your all's age there that it has to do with something like, hey, we were here. And
it reminds me of when I went to China. And from Hong Kong into China, when China, of course, you know, it was the Red Star, the machine guns, and very gray. And what you're looking at, what I'm seeing here in this photograph, are, you know, of course, everybody's smiling at the camera, and you're in front of really pretty robin's egg blue buildings. And behind that is a gray structure that looks like... You're right. The only thing missing from that are guys with machine guns and
well,
black masks.
They're there. And there was a minefield between for stretching out, and it
The North Koreans don't like us.
Yeah. The soldiers said they kind of sleep with one eye open.
Oh yeah, because they're their leaders are crazy and they have nuclear weapons. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Bill McKinney is our guest, who's just returned from South Korea, where he and other Korean war vets were honored by the South Korean government, and they gave them a bunch of gave them a number of mementos and to take home. We're going to talk a bit about that. We're going to talk about how the trip was and what he sees as the link between South Korea and America. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Hi, folks. This is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic.
244-9000. 244-9000. On the web, healthwisedoc.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bart.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 744 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. And Assemblyman Brian Daly will be joining us at 8 o'clock this morning, well, about 8:05. So if you've got questions for the Assemblyman, make sure that you're ready for that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite. Hey, Mike. Shout out to Mike and his team at Estate Granite. They did an amazing job on our kitchen. You know, again, fall is coming up. He does incredible fire tables, fire pit tables with beautiful finished granite tops. They're made to order. Check it out. You give him a call. Go see all the beautiful furniture that he makes. He's such a talent. And they're, again, we love to be able to bring on people that we have used, and we know that they have a great integrity. Something that we're really thinking of a lot these days: who has integrity? Who can I trust? Estate Granite. Mike Hoover and Estate Granite. 241-7866.
Okay, let's go. Our guest is Bill McKinney, who is a Korean War veteran and just got back, on last month in September from his trip to South Korea. The South Korean government hosts Korean War veterans. I believe, Bill, you said a couple of times, three times a year?
Yes.
And in this case, there was about 70 of the veterans, and beautiful pictures. I wish everybody could see. But then they also were given, they're also presenting, commemoratives to our Korean War veterans here. And this one says 60 years of alliance and armistice, our future together. And it's a beautiful wooden, plaque with coins in them. Coins that talk about the victory, at the Nakhon River Battle and back in, early on in the Korean War, among the other things too.
And the one where I was Pohang. Those are the three major battles.
And Pohang is a major air base there now.
It's on the East Coast, and it was where we were was an old Japanese fighter base, and we had B-26 bombers and P-51 Mustangs, World War II aircraft.
How old were you, Bill, when you were there?
I was, I think, 19.
19 years old. Okay, you went from Korea, or not Korea, but from Japan in the occupation forces, right, which was a relatively good duty.
Oh,
I mean, that was great duty, in fact, probably. And you go right into a war where these people are trying to kill you and dramatically do that. And the battles. And so how long were you in Korea?
I was there just 3 months because when they overran the base, we had to evacuate, and I went back to Japan. Then I was in weather, and we had took weather flights that would fly over Korea and give the weather.
So then you were there for until the base was overrun. So I mean, Pohang. I've been to Pohang, Korea before, and itself is kind of a, you know, it's kind of out there, but we would do different exercises there, ultra-focus lens and several others. But so you all were pulling back. The North Koreans were coming at the base then?
Yeah, well, they were Pohang. They were in the town getting ready to get to the base, and there was supposed to be an armored division or something to come to protect it, and they were held up, and so all the Air Force had to leave, and then after we left, the Marines came in, and it was kind of a celebrity base. You have Ted Williams as the squadron leader, and his wingman's John Glenn.
Oh, yeah, because they're both Marine pilots.
Yeah.
Yep, and the Marines took back the base, and in fact, there's been a United States present since then. The South Koreans, of all the countries that we've ever fought in and laid our lives down in, it might say America has, that the South Koreans have been they've been so thankful for for the battles we fought to help preserve their country. Would you say that every year the way they reach out to the veterans is so special?
They reach out to veterans about every tour, but this year was the third year of the anniversary, the 3-year war. And so when we got to Korea, a week's tour and everything, it was all on the Korean government. We stayed at the finest hotels, and we took tours, and there was some really emotional. When we went to the Korean War Museum, and across the one of the walls, there's all the states of our country, and then all the casualties are on the wall.
Wow.
And so I went, being from Oregon, I looked, and there was a Philip Todd that I went to school with on there, and then there were 12 from Reading that.
So you've been a Reading resident your whole life.
No, I'm from Medford, Oregon, but I came over to teach school in the Cascade School District. But I am 48 years here now.
Okay, it hasn't been your whole life. All right.
Well, you came back with all kinds of goodies. We're having show and tell, but we have to do it through the descriptive way of show and tell. So you've come in with, of course, the battles, doing the coin commemoratives of the three battles. Then you have this beautiful set of medals. The colors on the medals, Bill, represent these colors are on the ribbon.
Yeah, they're the color for the Korean, most of their, like our jackets are, most of them are light blue, and light blue seems to be their color.
Yeah, when it's the Korean color is okay. The light blue. Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful set, and so that was also bestowed upon you on this trip?
The medals were at the banquet. There was a going away banquet, and we had several banquets, and this was kind of the one that was all put together. It was about a day before we left to come back home, and it was fabulous. You know, you have a menu here with caviar and
oh my goodness!
And was it better than you thought it was going to be?
There are two, Jack Kirkpatrick and a Bill Phelan.
Oh yeah, we saw Bill. Yeah. Is Bill with you?
No, he's not with us. Okay. But he's been over there.
He was over there. Yeah, Bill was over there, and he said he was great.
And they said it was good, but I said good is not a good description. Fabulous or awesome or.
How can you describe
60
it?
60 years of commitment and friendship. The South Koreans, he felt that the South Koreans are linked to us in that way.
Right. There's not many countries that say thank you like they did. And we were at 11-hour flight, and then when we got into Incheon, which was burning and everything, now it's international airports probably is bigger than San Francisco. And then Seoul, which was burning and everything, is now 14 million. And the little town of Pohang, where I was burning and everything was destroyed. And now it's 500,000. So
is this your first trip back?
Yes.
Oh, well, wow, what a change that was.
They said not to expect it to be like it was when you were there before. And it's a modern industrial city and like Samsung and the automobile industry. Just fantastic.
What's your final thoughts on this one? You know, if you want to let everybody know, Bill.
I would like to speak to all the Korean veterans that I wish they could have made a trip like this, that their sacrifice and what they did was really great respect from the Korean government. You couldn't, we were wined and dined and took to their memorials and ceremonies, and it was just a fantastic thing that I'll always remember.
Okay, that's a real good
way
to
finish this up. Well, it's wonderful, positive.
And that's right.
When you think about what's happening on our own soil here and how our government has been shutting things down, it's all over our headlines. So it's nice to hear that your sacrifice and those people who fought for a cause definitely have been honored appropriately.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, one thing, I left Korea, and then when we left Reading Airport at 6 in the morning, but it was with Jack Davis and his wife, Tony, and then we met there, and it was a short flight to San Francisco and then 11 hours, and they had buses waiting for you. When the buses were going through the towns, the people were waving, and it was just...
So people were waiting for you, though, and waving.
Like a parade.
Yeah. We had a police escort with about five buses. And everywhere we would go, it was just...
The police, or the people were thanking you. You know, Bill, that really makes me feel good. And anyway, Bill McKinney, thank you so much for coming and sharing with us.
And thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ficelli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Martin Graff and his people down there have been in the business a long time, and the one thing they guarantee is service and quality. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I can't say enough. If you haven't had your heater, if you've had your heater system looked at lately, or you haven't had it maintained, the maintenance and the filters and your ductwork looked at, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 because it's going to get colder. And if you haven't had it looked at, it needs to be serviced and maintained. Again, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org on the web. Wow, that was great. We had, Bill McKinney, who just got back from Korea, and his experiences there. This is not the first time. We had Bill Phelan on, when he went, you know, Kim Chamberlain, who is a member of our community, who is, was, as she said, rescued during the Korean War by Americans, has done so much for, our veteran population around here. And she has something called Wreaths for Life, and we're going to be talking about that. And Wreaths for Christmas is where they put the wreaths on the all the headstones up there at IGO, and they're having a fundraiser. The one they had before got rained out. The one time we had rain, it got rained out. So we want to have more information on that so people can help donate. Because if you haven't been up there on IGO at Christmas when they do the ceremony, it is just it's something you need to do is to be there. It's a beautiful, it's a short ceremony, a beautiful ceremony. And then we take the wreaths and we put them on each one of the grave sites. And my friends, there's more and more grave sites. Every time I go up there, there's more and more and more. Of course, you know, with our World War II veterans and our Korean War veterans and now our Vietnam War veterans. So, hey, when we come back, we've got, Assemblyman Brian Daly on the phone. He'll only be able to stay with us like about a half an hour, but we'll, get as much information as we can in there. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republican leaders are planning to push their own bill to reopen the government and avoid a financial default. Senate leaders, meanwhile, reporting progress in their talks.
Trying to break through the partisan gridlock, the top Senate Republican and top Senate Democrat are working out details of a budget and debt deal. Under the terms being discussed, the debt limit would be raised through early next year, if not longer, and the government would reopen with enough funding to operate until mid-January.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, one of the distinctives of the House version of the bill, it would suspend a tax on medical devices for 2 years. It would also strip the exemptions for the health care plan from the president, vice president, his cabinet, and members of Congress. Iran back at the bargaining table over its nuclear program, which it insists is peaceful. Michael Mann's a spokesman for the European Union's foreign policy chief.
We will do our type of charm offensive, and they can do their type of charm offensive. But what matters at the end of the day is the results, the concrete results. And that is Iran providing the international community with reassurance about the purely peaceful nature of their nuclear program.
Many leaders in Western nations doubting Tehran's claim that it only wants to develop nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. In North Conway, New Hampshire, yesterday.
Abby, we really miss you.
That's the voice of Sarah Hernandez, a sister of a missing New Hampshire girl, pleading for her safe return.
We need to know that you're safe. Please come home. If you know where Abby is, please keep her safe and let her come back to us.
The search continues for 15-year-old Abigail Hernandez. She was last seen leaving her high school last week. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a 64-point gain yesterday, but in early trading, suffering some loss of confidence today. It's off right now by about 65 points. The S&P 500 down by 5. This is SRN News.
Frank had a knack for updating dusty old systems. But when he changed departments, his new co-workers warned him about this leader's unspoken motto. We do it the way we've always done it. So what did Frank do? He did it right. He said, "Boss, I'll go after your priorities your way. But if a time comes up to discuss options, I have ideas, and I'm ready when you are." To the staff's surprise, the boss smiled. "Do things my way and get it right," she said, "and then we'll talk." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Behind the way it's always been done are relationships as well as methods. Respect for existing relationships can also open new doors in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Macy's says it will open most of its stores for the first time on Thanksgiving Day this year, breaking a long-standing tradition.
The Cincinnati-based chain says it will open its doors at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. The move comes as the chain faces growing pressure from other stores. Over the past few years, rivals have gotten a jump on the official start of the Christmas shopping season by opening their doors increasingly earlier on Thanksgiving. Macy's, which operates about 800 stores, says it began planning early to let its employees review available shifts throughout the holiday season and volunteer for their preferred shifts, including on Thanksgiving.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Today's earnings reports have one big bank falling short of expectations. Citigroup's profit for the July to August period came out at about $1.02 a share compared with $1.06 last year. Citigroup said its earnings fell slightly in the third quarter as lower expenses failed to offset a drop in revenue that happened concurrently. This is SRN News. Alaska now joining Southwest, United, and Spirit Airlines in installing seats with thinner back cushions so the carriers will be able to add extra seats. That could mean a tight squeeze for large travelers like 6'5" golfer, entertainer Damian Payne.
When you fly domestically and you're on the smaller flights and you get crunched in there, especially in the middle, you know, you're someone who's sitting next to me as wide as I am is getting stuck in the center aisle.
Southwest will also be more strict about its policy of charging passengers for an extra ticket if they find themselves too large to squeeze in between the armrests of a single seat. The European Space Agency says it has developed a technology for printing metal parts for spacecraft and nuclear reactors as a single piece. Three-dimensional printing has become commonplace in manufacturing in recent years, but has largely been limited to making plastic objects. The Paris-based Space Agency presented several sample objects capable of withstanding high temperatures. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October the 15th. It's tax day for you people that put it on hold. Say, I can't pay on April 15th. It just hurts too much. And now it's October 15th and you're saying, well, the government's shut down. Why should I even have to send any money in? They're not sending any money out. Well, that's not quite right because they are. They're spending all types of money out there. So make sure you get hurt just like the rest of us did on April 15th. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460.
All right. We want to thank Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are our warm friends. They are our new sponsors for the weather, and the weather has changed a little bit. Looks like we're going to have a temperature of 82 today. That's our highs, and we're recently 61. It's sunny and clear, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 365-3793.
And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 62 points at 15,238. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1,706, and the NASDAQ is down 5 at 3,810. Active stocks this morning include Citigroup up 4 cents at $49.64, and Nokia up 31 cents at $6.93. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 5 cents at $19.22, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 26 cents at $40.71. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.71%. In the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil is down 48 cents at $101.93. Gold is down $6.80 at $1,269.80. And silver is down 16 cents at $21.18. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thanks, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at this time, 710, 810, and 905 right here at KCNR. Lots going on down there with the government shutdown and on Wall Street with so many things happening. Give them a call at 243-7561. If you want to find out what's going on, and we want to find out what's going on, so we have Assemblyman Brian Daly on line one. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, you know what? We're doing fine, my friend. How are you doing? I know you've got something going on up here in the North State.
Well, I'm working in the district for the next couple of months, and so yesterday we had Susan Eggman, who is the chairman of Ag, and Luis Alejo, who is the chairman of Toxics, and I sit on both those committees. We came up to Reading, along with Ted Gaines came, and we had a tour of the Lassen Canyon strawberry processing plant there in Reading, and talked about Toxics and the ag. You know, ag's the number one business in California, and so some of the challenges they're faced with labor and with the regulations on, they do fumigants on their fields, and so they're, it's very critical that they have those tools available to them to use as to sterilize the soil so they can grow their plants clean and virus-free. And so we did a tour. They showed us how the process worked, went through the plant. It was a great day. Then we ended up having lunch at View 202 over overlooking the river, and then went down the Sundial Bridge and kind of gave them a quick tour of Reading, and then they flew out back to Sacramento. So that's what we did yesterday. My goal, you know, as I've mentioned before, is to get as many members into my district and let them see what we do up here so they can be educated on what I'm talking about when I'm trying to promote our district. And so that's what we're doing.
Well, that's a great idea. I understand that. One of the questions from our chat room that came rolling in was, is Governor Brown coming up here?
You know, I'm going to try to get him up here in July, actually. That's my goal, is to try to get him up in the district in July, along with quite a few other members. I'm trying to plan something up in Shasta County in July when we're actually out of session after the primary election. And so I'm trying to put something together, and I'm working on that now. But, you know, it's just in infancy. So, yes, I will invite him to, as always, I try to get him out in the district. I tried to get him to... We mentioned that we'd like to do a, you know, 744, my timber bill he signed into law last week.
Uh-huh.
And we were trying to do something out maybe in the district where there was a fire, but we weren't able to put that together.
You know, I find it interesting. We've got to take a quick break after this, but I find it interesting that it's less than 3 hours up the road and that it takes the governor 9 months to make a plan to get up here.
Well, I'm sure
I didn't mean to be disparaging about it, but come on. I mean, it's just... You could walk that far in 3 weeks.
Well, not because we haven't actually invited him. I mean he's always welcome. We would love to have him, but we're going to try to put something together where we can get him up here.
Well, I applaud what you're doing, you know, getting the people from the southern legislators up here to see what's going on with us. That's for sure.
When we were at View 202 looking over the Sacramento River, of course, the conversation of water come up. So, you know, my goal is to let them know what we're talking about. We're going to have a water hearing December 4th in Reading. We're going to have the chairman of Water Parks and Wildlife. So that'll be exciting. We have lots of stuff cooking.
Great, great. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. And Brian, I tell you what, you're getting a lot of accolades, as you should, for reaching out across the aisle there and trying to educate everybody about what we do up here. And, you know, it can't hurt in any way.
No.
Assemblyman Brian Daly is our guest. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning. 8:14 in the morning. It's currently 61 degrees, and you're listening to KCNR. Our guest with us this morning is Brian Dolly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking your time to speak to us and for
Absolutely.
Our listeners. Thank you. Go ahead, Carl. You're in town.
Well, you know, bringing the people up was super, Brian. What do you what kind of feedback are you getting from the district on the veto of or Governor Brown's veto on several of those gun bills?
Well, you know, I'm excited that he actually vetoed some bills. I was surprised, but I'm excited about it. I'm really disappointed that the lead ban got through. I think that one really is going to impact hunters. And, you know, there's really not a good alternative out there. Some will say, in fact, we had this discussion yesterday, myself and the other two members that were here, about, you know, oh, you can use copper. Well, no, you can't, because it's going to penetrate through, public safety's vest. And so there really isn't a good alternative. And I would be all for it if there was a good alternative out there. But, you know, we don't have a good alternative. So that one I'm very disappointed in. But, you know, I was happy to see that he vetoed, you know, the Steinberg one, the firearms assault weapons veto, because that's taken away of private property rights. And so there's a few of them in there that are, you know, I'm glad he vetoed some of them. That was really exciting for me. You know, but we still have, you know, I think 8 or 9 or 10 that got signed into law that are, you know, still taking away. The law-abiding citizens are the ones that get impacted. The criminals will continue to have, use all these ones that they're not supposed to be using. So that's the problem for me, is it's impacting the law-abiding citizens and make it harder for them to, obey the law.
Well, you know, I know one of the direct results is that since you can't poison them and there's nothing else you can do, is that the infestation of the ground squirrels in the, you know, in the hay fields that, you know.
Oh, yeah. So we used to allow you to use strychnine, which was, you put it on lettuce and we'd spread it out. It would, the ground squirrels would eat it, and then we'd throw them back in the hole and cover them up. Now that they can't use that anymore. Then we would use traps, and they wouldn't. Now you can't use leg hole traps in California. So the only thing left we have is using the, you know, shooting them, and so it's going to be really difficult for us to manage our crops. And if you've ever been up to a hay field that's been infested with ground squirrels, they'll devastate the whole field and ruin it. I mean, in 1 year. So it's a tool that we use, and we're losing our tools. It's the same stuff we were talking about yesterday with chlorpicrin, which is something they use to sterilize the ground, and methyl bromide are the two things that they use up. And in all this area, we produce a big percentage of the world's strawberry plants right here in northeastern California, and so we need to be able to use those fumigants to help the farmers. And so that was the reason we were up yesterday, was to talk about, you know, the tools that we have available and where we're headed with the Ag Committee and with the Toxics Committee. So it was a great trip that we had. I think there was the industry folks were showing that, how they actually lay the fumigants down, and that it's very safe. And, you know, it's 18 inches under the ground, and then they put plastic over the top of it too. So it's a really safe process, but, you know, that's the thing, is if you can get them out on the ground and educate them on what we do, and not just let the proponents of no chemical use in agriculture run the show at the day, I think it helps out.
What about the how's the government shutdown? Is that affecting California?
Well, you know, it's affected obviously my constituents by some of the parks and that part of it, but we haven't seen it at the state level, and actually the governor said he wasn't going to backfill any of the, you know, parks. And so tourism is probably the biggest thing that I think probably hurts our local areas. But, you know, we have our congressman back there, and, you know, they're in the middle of it, and they know the details. And so I'm not going to second-guess what they're doing because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we're not privy to. So hopefully we can get things back rolling. And, you know, there's a large national debt out there that continues to grow. And my grandkids that I don't even have yet will be on the hook to pay those bills. And so we need to grow this economy, stop wasting the taxpayers' dollars, and take care of some of this debt issues. And so there are some really struggles that have to be dealt with, and they're not easy. And there's lots of people pulling it every different direction. So I'm hoping they can get together and get things back on the right track.
Well, right now my grandson, Michael, who is 7, owes $58,000, almost $59,000 in tax debt to the United States. I imagine by the time he gets old enough to start paying taxes, it will have doubled if we don't do something about the debt. So
yeah, and so the conversation, you know, needs to be talked about. It needs to be bipartisan. Look, this is not a Republican or a Democrat problem. This is an American problem. And until we face it head on, we're going to, you know, someday you can't spin yourself rich. My dad used to tell me that. You have to eventually pay the bill. And we're continuing to spend, and if we will collapse. And eventually you can't dig out because the interest eats up everything that you're putting in it. And we're close to that right now. So we need to grow the economy, and that's why I'm trying to bring the, you know, members from the state legislature up here to let them understand our economy and what we need to do to grow our economy. And most of it's natural resource driven. And so when we can talk about natural resources and ag and those type of things, maybe we can get legislation passed in Sacramento that will help the constituents of the 1st District.
Okay. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Brian, what's coming down the pike that's going to have an impact on us that you can see?
I think the minimum wage was increased in the last legislation in the last session, and it's going to phase in over time, and so I think you'll see that in our restaurant association, you know, the restaurant business and ag business. I think you'll see an impact there. I think you'll see, you know, Obamacare is hugely going to be impacted. I mean, as far as the business climate goes, I think those are the top two as far as the business goes. And then, of course, always watching for the regulation side of it. So that's the thing I've been focusing on is the regulatory side of it. Is because if you can relieve some regulation and give the business people some security, they will take the investment and you know, take the risk to do it. But we have to give them some security, so that's what I've been focused on. But I think the number one thing that this next year will bring is, you know, the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, which is nobody really knows how it's going to impact us. You know, and all these people tried to sign up, and businesses are trying to figure out what they're going to do, and nobody's been able to explain it to me so that I can actually tell my constituents. That's my job, is to educate my constituents and business owners and people about what's coming, but I haven't got a clear answer to tell them what to do. So it's very difficult as a legislator to educate your constituency when you can't figure out which way they're headed either. So that's the tough part for me. And I, you know, until we can get some, you know, and they keep exempting these people and those people, so it makes it very difficult.
And at the same time, they want to also raise the minimum wage. At the same time, you're getting hit with, you don't know what your taxes are going to be. I mean, this is just a textbook way of destroying business. Not that California's got a great, you know, reputation as being a business-friendly state anyway.
Well, and we also owe, this is something most people probably aren't aware of, that the state of California, I think it's about $11 billion in unemployment tax that we owe the federal government. So each business owner is going to be taxed an incremental amount on your payroll taxes. So like Megan and I, for our employees, we already pay into it. So when somebody gets laid off or loses a job, you know, the unemployment's paid in, partially by us and partially by the
right
employee. But the federal government backfilled California when we had when the recession hit, and so we owe that money. So they're going to start taxing us to pay back that $11 billion. That's $11 billion that the business people of California, I think it's around 11, I'm not sure exactly the number, but $10 to $11 billion that we have to pay back to the federal government. Well, that's a tax on business that, you know, we're going to have to absorb. And so those are things that people don't talk about. And when you talk about creating jobs and you continue to penalize the business owners, there's no incentive to create the job or put people to work. So it continues to snowball and make it difficult, more difficult for people to
right.
stay in business.
Well, let me just, we've got somebody on the line who wants to talk to you about the fire tax, but let's just go back
sure.
to that for a second. So the money we were paying already for the unemployment tax, they were using for something else.
No. When so many people went on, remember they extended unemployment
right.
to 99
Oh, okay,
weeks.
I see
so
what you mean.
Not,
yeah.
Then there's not enough money in the fund
okay.
to pay that because you're extending unemployment. So the federal government backfilled the part for California, and we still owe that money.
Okay, I see that. I thought it was like we were paying it, but they were found something else to
no,
use
no,
it for. Okay, just so many.
Normally.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Okay, but look, let's go to Ron, and he has a question about the fire tax. Ron, do you have
sure.
a question for the Assemblyman Daly about the fire tax?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This tax that we have to pay to the Cal Fire, I think, is kind of, for me, is kind of an illegal tax. But I'm wondering, is just the North State have to pay this tax, or does it go clear down into, well, say, San Diego County, clear at the bottom of the state? So anyhow, I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
It takes in anybody that's in a state responsibility area. So they call it a SRA area, so that's state responsibility. So, like, for myself, I live in a local responsibility area, so for my home, I don't have to pay it. Now, when I get out of from where my home's at, if I'm in a state responsibility area, I have to pay the tax. So it's based off of that. So, yes, it is statewide, but I think about 90% of the SRA areas are in the north, out in my district, actually. Or not 90%, but a big 60 or 70% of them are in my district and in on the coast, and so people that live out of the local response areas. So it really was, the original tax when it was put on to penalize Republicans who didn't vote for the budget. And so that it's in court now. Howard Jarvis has filed a court. And I heard there was another person that's doing a court filing a case, too. So hopefully it'll be deemed as a tax. And the Prop 218 says that if you're going to tax people, you have to put it to a vote. And so that's hopefully what will happen. It'll be throwing it out, and you'll get reimbursed the money that you've paid in.
The latest is Walt McNeil, one of our local lawyers who specializes in these things with taxes and that, is offering to help people from the Clover Fire fight the fire tax since they've already lost their homes and all their possessions. Why
That's
should they have
what
to
I
pay?
Heard. I heard that
yeah.
on the news the other day. Yes.
Yep. So he was just on the show earlier today, and they're having
a
meeting
good.
Friday. Yeah, I can just, hey, your house just burnt down. By the way, here's a raise in your fire tax to help pay for protecting your home. That is,
right.
That to me is the ultimate insult, I think. Okay, so you're concerned about what's going to be happening, as we all should be, with the on what's facing business in this coming year. I know you've only got a few minutes. You've got to run. What about got any good news coming down the pike?
Well, I'm going to be putting together my legislative packet. As you know, I don't like to I carried three real bills and then two. Assembly joint resolutions, which basically encouraged the federal government to do some stuff. But I had three bills that I carried, and I got them signed into law by the governor. And so I'm not big on passing laws. I don't think that we have too many laws. So I will be looking at my legislative package here in the next couple of months and trying to figure out, what I'm going to run for bills next year and hopefully, figure out ones that will help business and do kind of this along the same line. I'm going to try to do some cleanup legislation on my 744 bill. There's some other things I'd like to tweak with the timber exemption. So I'm looking at those and working with some of the other members on following up on that. We did that in such a short time frame there at the end that there are a few other things I'd like to look at. And hopefully with the support I got out of 744, I got 75 yes votes in the assembly and one no vote. So if with that kind of support, maybe I can do some good things for, the business and the natural resources that we have up here in the North State.
Oh.
So that's really what I'm going to be doing. Again, I'm going to be focused on bringing legislators and going to their districts in the next couple months. I'm going to be making the rounds to the county boards of supervisors and to the different, things. I went to the Republican thing up there in Reading the other day with Jim Brulte there, and so trying to work to get more Republicans in office so I can have some help in Sacramento. So that's what I'm focused on right now. My neighbor got hurt. I'm helping him plant his crops, and that's about it, Carl.
Well, you know what, Brian? We sure appreciate the effort you made. That the 744 bill giving us a chance to at least fight the fires before they start was a huge bill.
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge.
It's amazing that I got so much bipartisan support out of it, too. So,
yeah.
So I think my theory of educating across the aisle and trying to get them to my district. I know that Rich Gordon, who came on my tour that I went up in Nevada County, and we went to a fire break and we talked about it. I know that tour alone, and him and Wes Chesbrough both came on that tour. And when I started talking about the what we wanted to do in the forest wide, it made sense to him, and that's really the reason that I was able to get my bill through. He co-authored it with me, Democrat from Silicon Valley, and that's the reason that bill went through.
Well, let's just hope that everybody can, you can find more that they're going to buy into that's going to help everybody. Hey, our guest has been Assemblyman Brian Daly. I know you got to run, Brian, but thanks a lot for spending the time with us on our monthly update of what's happening in Sacramento from our Assemblyman.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing what you do. I appreciate you guys fighting the fight and educating the constituents of mine out there. It's a big help for me too.
All right, Brian. Thanks and take care.
Take care.
Right.
Bye now.
Okay. Here we're going to take a quick break from the news and we'll be back. Hey, how is the government shakedown? Yeah. How's the government shakedown affecting you? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with 2 traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and 3 giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only $25.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Tuesday, October the 15th, 62 degrees out there, 8:34 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. It's where Bad Bob goes to get his hair cut, and it's getting close there, Bad Bob. It's getting close there. Again, what can I say? You know, right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You know,
are you getting tired of all this?
Of what? Of this?
Just waking up every day in the doom and gloom of the government not coming to any kind of terms.
I think this is that our government is in deep trouble. I think our government has been in deep trouble for years. I think that the people of the United States are getting tired. They're getting tired of when you turn on Rachel Maddow, you get the Republicans and conservatives are spoken of with such disdain. On the other hand, when you turn on other, you know, on talk, on some of the talk, other shows, maybe Hannity and a few of these others, they're talked about with disdain. That it's, you know, and there's people that listen to all these shows.
Well, I disagree with you because recently on Hannity, I have watched it a few times. He's had polls on with Democrats and Republicans asking them about a comment. So they each had fair valued ground to be able to debate. So.
Well, that may be, but it's still the amount of disdain that people are feeling for both parties. Just look at what the people of America think on that, what the rating they give Congress. It's something like 12%. It's lower than cockroaches. Cockroaches have higher ratings than Congress does. And when you see things like that, and then Obama's ratings are historically low. I mean, the latest one was like 41%. The people are tired of getting kicked around by elected officials. They have got to, I tell you what, you could not run a business the way they're trying to run this government. You can't keep printing money. You can't keep exempting people from one thing. If you're having, how would our advertisers feel is that, okay, this is how much we're charging you. Oh, but this one we're exempting and it's the same commercial, the same length, the same amount of work and the same time. They wouldn't like it. So why should we like that? You don't run a business like that. You don't run a business by spending up billions more than you make. And yet our government's doing it and is asking us to pay for it. Our grandson and granddaughter each owe $59,000 on this debt. $59,000. And when they become taxpayers, it's going to be $159,000. Terry, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Hey, Carl, thanks for having the assemblyman on. California is in dire straits. And, you know, one of, like he was talking about, the challenges that we have now economically are incredible. About a year and a half ago, Assemblyman Nielsen, and now Senator Nielsen, and Assemblyman Wood from San Diego came in and spoke at the Tea Party, and they were talking about the unsustainable debt that California has. And that was $90 billion at the time. Well, as of October the 9th at 2:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, our debt in California is as follows: $418,737,736,424 in debt. That's in a year and a half. It's gone from $90 billion to $418 billion.
Okay, now Terry, wait just a second here. If our national debt is almost at the 17 trillion mark, which we talked about, now right. Do you add, now is, that's at the federal government level. So if you add the state government, is that added on to that?
No.
That's all included.
State debt.
Right.
You're right about the trillion. I said billion. Did I say?
No. I'm talking about, no, I mean, if we talk about, what I'm saying is that not only do we owe so much money because the feds are in, debt, but yes, our state's in debt. So you add that on top of it.
Add that on top of it.
All right,
and that's the thing. And I know that, even according to the state of California, and the Washington Times printed this, that there's $127 billion of that that's totally, we're lost with that. They figured that that was unsustainable. We're going up approximately $4,576.94 a minute, $189,000 an hour. I mean, it isn't. I know we've talked about the state of Jefferson. It's maybe not so much of whether the state of Jefferson can sustain itself. By golly, California can't. So those folks that are looking for help from the state of California may want to look somewhere else. The fire tax being a very, very good a barometer of that. You know, when you stop and think about those folks having to pay that tax, California is in dire need of money. They have no money. They're broke.
Well, you know, and Governor Brown talked us into a tax raise, and, you know, we voted on that. And then, but we still at the same time voted to continue on with the high speed rail. And if you heard what, Brian Daly just said, is we're getting ready that we owe $11 billion to, the feds that they're going to call in. So we have to pay higher unemployment taxes. So it's just more and more and more. So maybe you're right, is that at some point, maybe everybody should just kind of stand back and say, hey, okay, go for it, California. And watch us implode, and then we'll have to start all over again.
Well, the thing is that when you stop, and you're right, and you know, Brian, I know, God bless him for what he's trying to do, but I mean, his law is even though it is a victory, is a pinprick in the elephant, because for one thing, getting it passed and getting it enacted and funded is a lot of different things. We can pass a lot of laws, but being able to fund them or even enforce them is going to be something with this incredible debt we have. So I think that everything points to, again, a state of Jefferson, and I know that CBS News, Fox News, I'll be on CBS. I'm doing an interview tomorrow with CBS on this for about 2 hours, and we're the last stop here in California. They've already been to Michigan. They've already been to Colorado, Maryland, and CBS is traveling across the country doing people just want to withdraw from their states because their states are having problems. But probably our state, well, without a doubt, is having more problems, especially economically. I mean, whether you're, no matter what your walk in life is, economically, this is affecting you and our children and our grandchildren. I mean, everything's unsustainable. I really don't know what the answer is other than, creating a state, or maybe even three states out of one.
Well, I disagree with one thing you said, is that people are leaving because the state's in trouble. I don't really think that's the reason, because we've stood up before and people have worked through things. I think what I see as this main movement is the fact is that people feel completely, that they have no representation, that their votes don't count, that we are sustaining, or these people are sustaining the people in the North, that we in the North are sustaining, even though so much money comes back here, a government that doesn't represent us.
I agree. You're
talking about
right, Carl. Absolutely,
yeah.
That's the crux of it. But I guess the reason I've gone to the economic side is that seems to be the argument most people have.
Well, that's a good argument.
Fix the roads. Well, you think really and truly that we're going to have enough money to really fix those? We'd fix them. You know, and the thing is that, and we've even had people say, well, what happens to my retirement? What happens to my CalPERS? Well, does that mean if you move to Texas and you retire, you don't get your retirement? I mean, really and truly, people are just looking at the economic issue. And you're right, Carl. What you're saying is the crux. You're right. And I was just trying to give the aspect of the economic situation that we run into.
It's a terrible economic situation. And yet, but people can't lose the focus on this. People think, oh, this is some kind of whim, where indeed, you know, even the Record Searchlight caught it, and Silas Lyons got it when it was put to him when he was on the show. Is the fact is that the people in parts of this state, mainly the northern side, do not feel represented. They don't feel like that we have, you know, that I personally feel like Brian Daly or Jim Neal's going to have the best bill in the world. It's not going to get out of committee. And there's something wrong about that. And I don't like the idea that my vote for president doesn't count. You know, there's several things like that, you know, that gives the impetus to say, wait a minute, either you represent us or give us a chance to go someplace else.
Absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely correct. Again, I was just trying to hit the economic.
No, I know. And yeah, that's a huge thing.
You're 100% right. We're all frustrated with all the laws that are coming down the pike. 10 laws a day, Carl.
Yeah, it's too many.
10 laws a day.
Too many.
That's what those guys are passing. Yeah. And I asked the other night, we were speaking in Sutter County to a large group of people, and I asked them, I said, can anybody name one law that doesn't put a restriction on a law-abiding citizen and that prevents crime? No one could mention one.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we got to take a break here, Terry. But the last thing Brian Daly said was, we've got more bills coming down that's going to restrict business. You've got this one where we're having to pay back more on the unemployment. We've got the raising of the minimum wage. At the same time, Obamacare is kicking in. I mean, and the last time I looked, which is just like about 2 weeks ago, the CEOs all the way across America said, California is the worst place to do business in. What can I say? We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. Tuesday, October the 15th, 8:45 in the morning. 62 degrees out there. Carl Linda Bott. Hello, honey.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. We love Crown Motors and we drive a Ford. The service department is second to none and they pride in treating people right. We talk about pride, respect and honor. At least we know that within the people of our station and the people who we do our live reads for and our advertisers, we really stand behind them. Your Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership, give them a call at 223-2177 or go see them at 55555 Cypress Avenue.
Okay. We just were listening to Terry call in about, I guess, CBS. There's a number, I guess they're doing a lot of stories across the nation on people, you know, people wanting to leave, not people, but, people wanting to take a portion of their state, and I hate to use the word secede because I don't think secede is the right right name for it. Form their own states. Is California too big? Is California too big to have on as to have as one state as opposed to three states? I know we've had, you know, there's so many things going on. Of course, the county, you know, Siskiyou County has said, "Hey, we're out." It has not been brought up at Shasta County. It was brought up, of course, at the city council meeting, and there was a number of people there saying is that they wanted it to be studied. And, the fact is would this make any difference? Should we do this? Should we as a, you know, as a population here in Northern California say, you know what, we've had enough. We're not getting represented. The economic side of this is killing us. The city council at that point voted 3-2, said, no, you know, really, it's not up to us. Jones and Cad voted for it. And Rick Bassetti, Missy MacArthur, and Francie Sullivan voted against it. It hasn't come up in the county board of supervisors. I think it will. And if it does, you know, then you can at least have the, you can say that the, see where the county supervisors stand on this. The board of supervisors up in Siskiyou County were really clear what they thought. But the, county supervisors, it'd be interesting to see what, Kehoe and Modi and, Baugh, Giacomini and, Chappelle think about this. You know, should we leave the state of California and form another state is an interesting prospect. We've had, you know, of course you hear people calling and saying, this is why we should do it. This is why we should do it. But, you know, frankly, we need to have a strong proponent of why this is not a good idea. You know, maybe, Bruce Ross. Bruce has written a number of editorials. Maybe it's time to have Bruce on and talk about why he believes that this is, you know, that they're spinning their wheels. But he had an editorial saying, I understand why people are doing this because of the lack of representation. But he also was very strong about why it would be a mistake and a futile effort. And there's other people out there. And I think it's, we need to have somebody on like that that says, this is why. This is why it's a bad idea. As we try to do that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break before going to our last segment. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities. Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 62 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends down there, the Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. Amazing Foods for Life is with their gluten-free recipes is front and center down at Orchard Nutrition. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. Give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop by 221 Locust Street. They're in the, right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center right there. Orchard Nutrition.
We have a caller on the phone, but before we go there, I just wanted to, something that we promised to talk about. Today, U.S. Airlines are installing what they call slimline seats, which feature less padding, smaller set seat backs, and other streamed line features. New seats measured by pitch are an inch closer on average from front to back while measured from the armrest. However, airlines say the customers above the knee personal space is still equal or better than past models. Of course, that measurement does nothing for people with long legs. Here's some of the biggest changes from several U.S. airlines. Southwest 737's thinner seatback magazine pockets. Alaska Airlines' smaller tray tables. United Airlines' new seats put the magazine pocket above the tray table. And seems that, you know, as we travel here, I don't know if they're going to be, implementing this right away. But it's something, so don't feel like, have I really gotten that thick? No, they're changing the seats.
And changing the seats, and that means your leg room is smaller. The reason they do that is then they can offer you the Economy Plus that you can pay more for. Hey, let's go to Billy Bob. Good morning. You've got comments.
Yes, a quick comment. I just want to applaud and encourage Terry in his effort and his dedication and effort on this state of Jefferson. And it's very important that we get this done. And I also appreciate everything you do in this format that we can move ahead. The impossible is not impossible unless you don't try. And I want to just say to Terry, keep up the good work, and I'm behind him 100%.
Well, you know, something that was said the other day in here was, if it was tough, the United States would have never put men in space, would have never landed on the moon, we never would have won World War II, we'd still be speaking with British accents. I mean, just because something is tough and it looks daunting, the task looks daunting, it just means is that you've got to take a look at the task and dig in and accomplish it. If the state of Jefferson isn't the answer, then the act is that we need to be represented. Then that, there's where we go. So.
Well, and again, the comments on the economy, everybody forgets that we have more gold left in these northern counties than you can imagine. They got only 10% of the gold, and at $1,280 an ounce, you want to make a rich state rich in a hurry, we just open up the mining.
Well, that, and what about oil and petroleum, natural gas? It's all here. We just have to do it. But you know what? It seems like for some reason we want ourselves to fail. And maybe, I don't understand where that premise comes from, where it's give people more and more and more that aren't earning it and take it away from the people that are. I don't understand that concept.
Well, it's the liberals and the people, the environmental and the regulatory conditions that we're faced with. As Brian Daly was saying, as a farmer, he's understanding these problems. And again, he's only one man, like you said. What can he do? I mean, so anyway, Terry, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Billy Bob. You know what Brian can do? Is he can do what he did. He reached out, he got a bill passed. He can light the match. But it's us, we the people, we the people, all of us, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all of us, is that we need to take back our state and say, look, we want you to work together. If you're not going to work together, fine. We'll get rid of you and put people in there that will. That's what the state of Jefferson is about, representation. Representation, and it's not just for the North State. It's for those farmers down in the Central Valley. It's for fruit growers down in Southern California. It's for people without a voice. That we have gotten to the point where we work, we stand up, we do our thing, we pay our taxes, and yet what are we getting for this? Oh, you can't shoot lead ammunition. What? Well, yeah, because it's bad. Well, nobody knows that for sure. They've done studies, but you can't say that that's a major factor in the condors. The other thing too is raising minimum wage. Okay, you want to make sure people have money to live on, but raising the minimum wage at the same time Obamacare comes through there. All right, tomorrow the sheriff will be on. Sheriff Pasinko will be on, and we'll talk about these new plans for the jail. We'll talk about AB 109. We'll talk about what's going on here in the Shasta County as far as law enforcement goes. Hope you've had a great day today. We've had a lot of people on today. Well, McNeil is fighting, going to help the people fight the fire tax.
Always on to your veterans, and it was veterans, nice to have McKinney on.
Brian Daly. Our comments from people.
And Walt's stopping by this morning. Yeah, that's front great. Page news, folks. Make sure you catch his forum.
That's right. He's there to help people that have lost their possessions in a clover fire, but yet still have to pay the fire tax. Give me a break. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are no specifics, no word on when a vote might take place, but House Speaker John Boehner says House Republicans are working on their own plan for ending the government shutdown and avoiding default. Boehner says it's a plan
that would continue to provide fairness to the American people under Obamacare. There are a lot of opinions about what direction to go. There have been no decisions about what exactly we will do. But we're going to continue to work with our members on both sides of the aisle.
The House plan is an alternative to the nearly completed Senate blueprint. There are reports the GOP proposal would suspend the tax on medical devices and would remove government contributions to health care for lawmakers and senior administration officials. And that's apparently what Republicans mean when they speak of fairness under Obamacare. The White House is already dismissing the House Republican plan as a partisan attempt to appease the